someone loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. Do really love that intro. Got to give another shout out to Mo at the Mo Radio Show for helping us with that. It's Saturday. It's 11 o'clock Eastern time, and that means it is time to hear from the public, and the phone lines are already lighting up. We're coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. Now, if you're thinking about paying for the Major League Baseball package, please do not take your wallet out. Go to WatchEveryGame.com. I don't even think you have to put the W's in front anymore. Just watcheverygame.com. I'm second half Chaz. Steve is on the board. Johnny D is in house.
Hey, reporting for duty and excited to be here. The NBA playoffs start today. National Hockey League playoffs are rolling along, and Major League Baseball in full swing. Got a lot to talk about. I'm ready for you.
It really is, Johnny, a full Saturday. We're hoping to get some live reports from around the country. It really has become a national show. It's kind of cool to watch your little idea develop right in front of you. But really, here's what we're looking at, guys. I got some UFC. They're in Tampa. Now, I know Ed's in Tampa. I'm going to have to send Ed a text at break because he's actually in Tampa. We got Major League Baseball. We got NBA playoffs. We got NHL playoffs. We have the last two prep races, and one of them is not really a prep race, for the Kentucky Derby. So we're going to talk some Derby. We're going to do a little bit of everything, and we're going to do it for the next 60 minutes. We're literally going to cover as many gambling opportunities for sports betting this weekend as an hour will handle, and we want the public to get involved. So give us a call. You can call the local number. You can call the toll-free number. What are the numbers, Johnny?
How about 858-202-0034. Put a speed dial on your phone and call us. We got some lines open right away. We're ready to get rolling. 858-202-0034.
And then at Twitter, at SB Weekly. Of course, the Facebook page is Sports Betting Weekly. Whenever you've got some midweek posts, you want to get them on there. And we got somebody that gave us some winners this week. We'll talk to him in a little bit. Hector likes to get on the horn early. Hector, talk to me.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Hector?
How's your Saturday?
Pretty good. I'm ready to talk some NBA playoffs right here. But quick note on those lovely Padres again. I'm sure the 1927 Yankees are looking down from heaven and going, yeah, we don't have to worry about our offensive records being broken, right?
Not by them.
Yeah. So on the NBA playoffs, dude, I mean, I picked Golden State from a while ago to break the record for the Bulls. Even though I hated Michael Jordan, as some of you guys know, because he was so good and he beat the Lakers in the finals. I couldn't stand that ESPN simulation of Golden State today versus the Bulls with 96, and they gave it to Golden State in six games. So I took that kind of personal. I think the Bulls would have beat them if they played today. And I don't think – I think Golden State, and it's going to be like a sucker bet today. I'm going with Houston plus 13 against Golden State because I think Houston's playing with borrowed time. They don't have any pressure on them anymore. And the pressure's just starting for Golden State. They have to win the championship now. What do you guys think?
Well, no, you're absolutely right when you say that the pressure's there, right, Johnny? If you won last year, anything but winning is not good enough.
Yeah, I got to just point out one thing. Everybody's been going after Golden State every game all year. They're used to this pressure. I really don't think that's the case, Hector. I think Golden State will sweep the Rockets. It just broke the record for most wins in a season. I think they're aware they could screw up, but I think the Warriors are in great shape in this series.
Yeah, Hector, a couple thoughts, Hector, real quick. First of all, on that the Padre game yesterday, what was the final score?
3-2.
And my sons went to the game with his buddies, and as they were walking out the door, they said, "You want to go?" I said, "Yeah, I'm not really a baseball fan." They said, "But you bet on it." I said, "Yeah, of course I'll if I'm going to a game, I'm going to have action on it. And they said, so what do you think tonight? I said, bet the under. Because really, at Petco Park the last 4 years, I don't know what their record is against the spread, but I got a feeling their over-under record is pretty much tilted towards the unders.
Yeah, exactly. Even the fan base, like I think it was like a one-tenth of the stadium was full. But anyway, we'll see. I'm still going with Houston. Maybe garbage time will cover the spread. But we'll see, guys.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate the call, Hector.
We'll talk to you next week. You know, here's the thing, Johnny D. With a lot of sports, the top two teams get byes. But in the NBA and NHL, they play the one plays the eight, right? Two plays the seven. And a lot of times, those eight and sevens, their record aren't really ones that should be playoff records.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting to see. Now, our next caller has got to get a pre-shout out because of the fact that he literally has been perfect so far in the NHL playoffs. And his streak of giving me winners has got to be up to a seven and eight, somewhere in that range. That's a lot of winners in a row, Wes.
I do what I can. Although, actually, last week I think I gave two picks and one didn't. So we missed the parlay last week. But this NHL playoffs has been a fun start, even though we're only two games in. It's been great.
Yeah, and the one thing I did notice with the first period lines, because one thing with the NHL, you know, they don't have halves. They have three periods, so you can bet the first period. And both of those games were pushes. But up to that point, a lot of the lines you've been telling us to focus on have been winning early, and there's nothing better than going into that first intermission with a cash ticket in your hand, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, there's been a couple games where it's a lot of goals. That's just as fun to watch as the games where it's, you know, 1-0 in the end. It's just back and forth, nail-biting action.
Well, I would say that I would not only agree, but I would say that I hate watching those 1-0 or 0-0 games because every shot, every close opportunity is got you out of your seat at the sports book, you know?
Yeah, it really does. Well, like last night, with about 3 seconds to go, there was a goal that went in, and the Blackhawks still won, but that killed the spread because the spread's always 1.5. I mean, they didn't care. They won the game, but nobody even saw the goal or realized that it happened. It was 3 or 4 seconds to go in the game.
No, and again, you know, sometimes, as you know, when you have that open net at the end, you can pick up that goal, but that also gives them six guys against your five.
Yep.
That tends to be an advantage.
Yeah. All right, there's a few different places I like with the NHL. Right now, the teams that have lost their first game, there's value in taking them to win this series. So tonight, I like the Kings to win on the money line. That's not going to pay so much. It's minus 150, but I like them to win this series, and that'll actually pay plus 150. I think that they're gonna slow the game down. They're going to possess the puck a little bit more than they did. It's not going to be a 5-4 game like it was 2 days ago. I really like LA to win this series tonight. Actually, win tonight's game and go on to win the series. I love the laying the points taking Pittsburgh over New York. I think Pittsburgh's going to win that series in 4 or 5 games. Malkin is a game-time decision. They're playing great hockey without him. This is one of the best players in the world. He's going to go into that game and just give him a boost. New York is without Lundqvist. He took a stick to the eye. You're not going to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins with a second string goalie. So I love the Penguins today. Love the Kings parlaying together. Kings
now with the both home teams, are you looking at giving some goals, or are you going to just take money line action?
Kings money line. That one's too hard to call. The Kings are, I think they're going to just start playing a real dirty, grind it, you know, get in the corners kind of game where they win, you know, 2-1, 1-0. I wouldn't lay points there, but definitely lay the 1.5 on Pittsburgh. They're going to light it up.
There you go. All right, my man. As always, appreciate it.
Take care.
Johnny D, any big thoughts regarding NHL?
Well, not really. I'm not the biggest hockey guy. Wes is the guy. He's been doing it for 6 months now, one winter after another.
Yeah, well, you know, but I married into a Chicago family, so Vicky, you know, has been a hockey, knowledgeable hockey. Oh, yeah, my wife's knowledgeable about probably more sports than most ladies are. But her brother, of course, Mark, is a big, big hockey fan, wears his Blackhawks.
I would like to say, Thank you to Kobe Bryant. You know, he went out with a bang, dropping 60 in his last game. Thanks for all the memories, Kobe.
It really was a pretty neat night, that final night. Now, we watched, and at one point we were going back and forth, and I told my son, I said, Kobe is actually outscoring. At this point, he was outscoring Curry. He had 17, Curry had 16 or 18, but it was right around there. And then who would have thought that it was he was going to put up 60, you know? And from what I understand, because some of the shots he took in the first half, he shouldn't have taken those shots, but you know what? Who's going to stop Kobe from shooting?
And it's one of the greatest players of all time. Played for the Lakers for 20 years, and I have so many great memories of watching
Kobe
play.
What I heard was that last quarter was just unbelievable.
Hey, game winner.
Yeah, unbelievable. Cool. So with hockey, it really is. It's a whole different type of sport to bet, because you really do. You've got so many different things. First of all, in baseball, you've got a pitcher, and he's the main guy. But in hockey, you got a goalie. That goalie ain't coming out after 7 innings or 8 innings. You know, with baseball, you never know. We're going to talk to Jonathan from San Antonio after break. I got to throw him out some love because I gave him some heat online yesterday, so I'll give him some love early today. But you know what? You've got that. And then as Wes said, you got him pulling a guy. So all of a sudden now, you know, it's kind of like the shift in baseball, you know, when they move all these guys over and you see all these guys in one part. They got 6-on-5 at the end of a game. There's just a lot of things with hockey that are really, really neat. It's just an exciting thing to win, and it really can be, when you're in a sports book, a very profitable venture. So don't be afraid, if you haven't been to hockey before, to throw a couple shekels down, as Tommy would say. And hopefully we'll hear from him in San Francisco. Again, it's Sports Betting Weekly. When we come back, some winners from Jonathan in San Antonio. Come back soon.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbook all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We got Johnny D in house.
Hey, I just saved 15% on my car insurance.
There you go, baby.
And I think chicken's on sale at Stater Brothers.
It didn't take you long at all, did it? I noticed that. What is about 30? It took you about 35 seconds to save.
I wanted to use that line for 6 months now. I'm glad I got it out of the way.
Hey, let's real quick, before we hop back on the phone lines, let's get you to talk some NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Los Angeles Clippers in the West. You know, they don't get the love that Golden State and the San Antonio Spurs do, but I think they can make a strong run. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin's back and getting his game going. They did take 3 out of 4 from Portland earlier in the season. The early money is on the Trailblazers, but I'm liking the L.A. Clippers laying the 8 over Portland.
Yeah, you know what? You know, we're going to talk to Moneyline Marvin. Marvin will be on later, he said, about 8:30. I really think that I could totally see that. To me, this is like when I hit that big parlay in the NBA. You know, take the best teams. Just take the best teams. The best teams should win this game. So it'll be interesting to see. So let's do this. Let's go from San Diego, California, all the way out to San Antonio, Texas.
I never could understand,
Jonathan.
Never could understand why they don't pronounce the I-O, but that's what I was told from my cousin who lives down there, San Antonio.
San Antonio, yes, yep. Sir. Rainy San Antonio today, man. It's raining.
Yeah, you know what? You need the rain. We need the rain. Well, actually, yeah. I know that sometimes you guys get more rain than you need, and I always wondered how we could figure out a way to get it out here where we got less rain than we need.
Yeah.
Spurs with the biggest rain. Line on the board today.
Yeah, so is San Antonio ready for the playoffs or what?
I mean, it's the Spurs. They're always going to be ready for the playoffs, man. But you got to look. I just don't see a way we can beat Golden State, man. They just they look like they have our number this year. So it's going to be really, really tough. I think we'll get there for sure. I think it's going to come down to the Warriors and Spurs in the Western Conference Finals, like everybody's been saying. And then whoever wins that matchup, I don't think anybody in the East can.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And with Golden State, I think your biggest asset are your players. I don't think you say the same thing about San Antonio. I think your biggest asset is wearing a tie.
Well, yeah.
and that's what – if they're going to beat Golden State, Popovich is going to beat Golden State.
Correct. Yeah, and he's going to put numbers in pieces. I mean, you got to think, man. I'm a Spurs fan. I mean, I'll tell you that right now, but – there's players on our team that I don't think would make another team, but Popovich knows how to use them. Like Matt Bonner, even like Boban. I think Boban's got no footwork or dribbling, but, you know, Popovich finds a way to make it work. So it's going to be a very interesting series. I just hope we don't get embarrassed or swept or, we haven't even been able to compete in Golden State. You know, we're losing. Last time in Golden State, we lost by 11, but we really were down about 22.
You still got a couple series before Golden State, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so make some money on it, but don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Yeah,
correct. We're gonna sweep Memphis, I'm pretty sure.
You got to separate, and that's, you know, this is really a sports betting 101 lesson that I know you know, Jonathan, but for some of our listeners who are new, younger, or dabbling, weekend warriors, kind of like I am. You got to remember, you got to leave your heart at home when you head to the book.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get in trouble.
You got to do it. If you feel uncomfortable with leaving, I used to have a rule when I first started out. I would never bet on a game that my heart was on, you know, on a team. I would never do it because when I was first starting to do it, I couldn't find myself to bet against the Spurs or against the Cowboys. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? I kind of want to make some money. So you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Well, you've heard me bust chops with Wes on his Blackhawks philosophy. He's got that Pete Rose attitude with the Blackhawks. You know, I'll bet him, but I'm not going to bet against them. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But ironically, if you follow a team, you're more knowledgeable about that team than any other team. And if you know they're up against it, you sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. And you're what right. I've always told people is then, Jonathan, if you bet against them and they win, at least you got something. They didn't. They won. Now, the worst case scenario is your team is favored. They win the game, but they don't cover. You know, then you're bumming.
The horror.
Correct. But I do want to chime in on the that Kobe Bryant game, man. I watched. I had it on the split screen, so I was able to watch both. But I watched every minute of that Lakers game. By halftime, I had switched it over just to the Lakers game, and yeah, Kobe took a lot of shots, and he had said it was kind of funny because in his entire career, it was always pass the ball. And he said that game was funny because every time he got the ball, his teammates were telling him to shoot. So there was no, So, yeah, he shot a lot, but his teammates wanted him to shoot a lot, man. And they won the game. They should have done that all year.
The bottom line is he took 50 shots, right?
Yeah.
But he got 60 points, which is, you take that all day long. If I could get a more than a point for every shot I take, and they got the W and a comeback W.
And they
at
got
that.
The W. That was one of the most unbelievable games that meant nothing. Utah was out, Lakers were out, but it was about as a Spurs fan, I hate Kobe Bryant, man. We should have had 3 more championships, but God, that guy was great, legend of the game, and I'm gonna miss watching him play, man. I got to see him live a couple times and. One of the best ever do it, man. So
yeah, one of my comments, Jonathan, is when guys do things that you shouldn't be able to do, you'll hear me in my house screaming, it's just not fair. I've probably said it's not fair about Kobe in the last 20 years more than any other athlete because he hit so many shots that were not possible. Now, Curry's starting to do that, but as you see with Steph Curry, you got to pick him up at half court because they'll just shoot the ball.
My thing is, and this is why there was a bet, who are you going to watch? My thing is, I'm going to watch Kobe. He's been doing it for 20 years. Steph Curry's been doing it for 3.
Right.
Give me 20 years, Steph, and you'll be on the same level. But right now, it was Kobe's day. For them. They got the record.
And a lot of rings, too. A lot of rings.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk some baseball real quick before I get off the phone. 3 early games today. I would parlay them. I would ride them all the way to the – and I never say parlay, but I'm that confident. Go with the Cubbies today. Lay the 1.5. I don't know anybody that wants to lay 325. Lay the 1.5. Their offense struggled yesterday. It's not going to do that again today against Bergman. And you got Jake Arrieta, who has won 16 straight outings with them dating back to last year. He's going to shut that lineup down. Even if he allows a couple, I'll give him 2. They're still gonna win by at least 2 points. They're gonna blow him out. The other game I like is King Felix on the mound. You're getting a nice little number here. It's like -118 Mariners over the Yankees. CC Sabathia, I bet again. I took the over last time he was on the mound. He's just not the same. He's gonna allow some runs. King Felix has been doing this for a few years now. He's Cy Young winner. So I'd take them, again, nice small number. The last line I like is the under 9 in the Minnesota Twins and Los Angeles Angels game. You got Weaver and Alaska. Both pitchers can struggle at times. They've had a good start to the year. Weaver struggles on the road, but he's going against the league's worst offense. The Twins can't seem to score. They can hit a home run every now and then, but the problem is there's no one ever on base. And I know that because I have one of their guys, their cleanup hitter on my fantasy team, and there's never a guy on base when he gets the bat. So it's really tough to score a lot of runs in that scenario. So take the under 9. I think it's a little high. And those are my 3 games. I would parlay them. Like, I'm confident, so confident in those games, I would parlay them all.
Well, so I want to give you a shout-out again. I'm not sure if you saw my post yesterday where we talked about some of the first 5 inning bets. And with the games that you're talking about, one thing that's real important in baseball is what you talked about with that -1.5 runs in the Cubs game, is it allows you to take a bet that maybe, -3 something. Golly gee, that's a lot of risk. That's a lot of risk on one guy,
Not my cup of tea.
It's high. And that's the thing, too, though. Like, you know they're going to win, but do you want to risk that much to win that little? So what you do is you just up your value, take the run line. I don't see any way the Cubbies do not win. Rockies have scored a lot of runs, but Jake Arrieta, he's in another league. And I don't like Jake Arrieta because I'm an Orioles fan, so I saw him suck for years on the Orioles. And then he leaves to the Cubbies, and he's like this world-renowned new pitcher.
Isn't that the way it always is, though?
That's the way it always is.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, later, guys.
All right, so Johnny D.
Yeah, quick take. I like the Cubs pick, too. The Rockies did shut down the Cubs' high-powered offense last night, 4-1, but not today with Jake Arrieta. The Cubs actually lead the league in runs scored. He's the reigning Cy Young Award winner. I love the Cubs on the run line. But I've got one more game to mention, another team under the radar that not a lot of people are talking about. There's another team in Chicago, the White Sox, quietly at 8-2. They're playing Tampa Bay. The Rays are last in the American League East and dead last in the American League in runs scored. I like the Chicago White Sox. Maybe do a Cubs-White Sox parlay.
There you go.
There's one I like.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is we've got Bill Vickers on hold. He's going to cover UFC from Tampa. I still got to get that text out to Ed, who's in Tampa. Then we're going to get Joe on the line. Joe, we're going to talk some prep races with you, but we're up against the spot, so we're going to just get you on, introduce you, tease you to the next segment. Do not give out your winner. I repeat, do not give out your winner. How you doing, buddy?
How are you doing today, guys?
You know what? I was telling Johnny D, there's only a couple races, and one of them really isn't a race, you know?
Yeah, Baffert looks like he has a big animal in the Arkansas Derby today. It's an interesting race. Everybody's looking to come from about 600 lengths out of it.
Yep. All right. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk some Kentucky Derby preps. We're going to talk some UFC from Tampa. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm second half Chaz. We got Johnny D in house.
Hey, right here with you, my friend.
Johnny, before we call it a day today, too. We'll go back because I didn't write down some of your winners that you gave out earlier, so remind me. We'll get that in the final segment. But I want to throw out a couple things. One is we've got two shows left before we go to our summer format. The summer format is, of course, all sports, and it reminds us how many games aren't available on regular TV or you got to pay extra for them. So remember, watcheverygame.com. It's simply watcheverygame.com. Now, we are going to get right out to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, we got the top 20 here, right? That's what they do on the DRF, correct? The Derby Watch?
Yes.
Right. It's the top 20. And Nyquist, they got it 7-2. Exaggerator, 8-1. Mohaman, 10-1. So in other words, it looks like, unless Cupid does something crazy today, and I didn't even see if that would only probably get him into second place. The morning line favorite is going to be Nyquist, Kentucky Derby Day.
Yeah, I think if Cupid runs a nice race today, maybe wins by four or something, we'll see a big change in that. But as of right now, you know, Nyquist is the reigning champ. He's coming back. He's been looked good. He's beat the top horses. There's no reason for him not to be the morning line favorite.
But as you know, the Derby is a trip, so in more ways than one.
It's always crazy. So, you know, between the horses splashing home in the slop or whatever it may be, it's just about getting that right trip on the first Saturday in May.
Yeah, and then, of course, that Wednesday draw is pretty important. And, of course, for our Sports Betting Weekly crew, we usually have two or three things to choose from. So it really is a crazy day all around.
Yeah, it's usually pretty good. Last year we had the draft, we had the Derby, and we had Mayweather.
It was a fight, yeah. There was a fight. This year, we're going to talk to Bill Vickers next. This year, who's confused? I'm confused. All right, this week, this year, there's really not too much. I looked online afterwards to see what's happening. Because that night, if you win money on the Derby, Saturday night in Vegas is pretty good.
Yeah, playoff sports, right?
Yeah, so what's the what you got for talk to me about the Arkansas.
So the Arkansas Derby, I think Baffert's horse are going to be top, you know, he's going to get loose on the lead for the race. He's kind of low in speed in the race. But there's a horse shipping in from Louisiana, the 6 or the 7, Dazzling Gem. And he has some tactical speed. He's interesting because not many horses run another prep after the Louisiana Derby. So Brad Cox is bringing him in to run in this race, try to score a couple more Derby points and try to sneak in the field. And I think he's kind of a wise guy pick. I don't see any reason for him to be running in this race. He's not an Oaklawn Park horse. He's kind of finished off his Derby preps. But he's looking to grab some more points, and I think he has the tactical speed to stay up there. I wouldn't be surprised if he ran a nice race and hung with Cupid in there.
Yeah, you know, and at 12-1, anytime you get double digits, even in the middle is a good thing.
Yeah, he's got a nice little price, and all the horses want to come from like 20 lengths out of it. If you look at the program, everybody's a deep, deep closer, and I don't see many horses hanging around with Cupid. I forget who is riding the 7, but
Talamo.
Who is it?
Talamo.
Yeah, Talamo's coming from California to ride him on top of it. So it's an interesting match. He's a wise guy horse. I mean, I think he'll be close. He has some tactical speed. I'm hoping he doesn't let Cupid get too loose. But I think he'll be right there.
All right, so you know what? All you can do is put your money down and watch the race and see what happens.
Yeah, you got to take a shot, right?
All right. Hey, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Well, let's go out to Bill Vickers. Bill, UFC, Tampa.
Yeah.
Anything jumping out at you?
Morning, Billy.
Well, I believe, you know, ladies first. Hey, Johnny, good to hear you, buddy.
You too.
Yeah, I like the girl fight. Beth Correa and Raquel Pennington.
And that's at 7:05 Eastern, so that's 4:05 our time.
Yeah. Beth Correa, her last fight was against Ronda Rousey, but before that, she had a string of wins, and one of them she finished early. So I think she's going to get in there and try and make a point and finish this fight to prove that she's the next top contender. So the under on this one is at 2.5 rounds, and it's plus 180. So I like that one.
There you go.
Next up, we got Court McGee versus Santiago Ponzinibbio.
Wow, you said that really well. I don't know if you were right, but it sounded good.
Say it again.
I did it a few times. So here we have two great fighters. They both have wins, you know, before the bell. And I like the under on this one. And they gave us 2.5 rounds. So plenty of time to get this fight going and get it done with. Court is a real bulldog. I see him getting in there and going to work on Santiago. And I see Santiago putting up a good fight. And it's going to be a good battle. So we're plus 160 on the under on that one. That's another nice dog.
No doubt.
Next, we have Steve Manny Gambierian versus John Dodson. Now, these are both a couple of lightweights, but they really go after it. We got a lot of great fights coming up tonight. They're going to be exciting fights. They're not going to be sparring matches.
And they start early here, right? They start at, 1:30 our time?
Oh, yeah. Anytime they start on the East Coast, we get the benefit of having some time afterward to go spend our winnings.
That's right.
All right, so we got Manny Gambierian and John Dodson. The under on this one is also at 2.5 rounds, and that's at plus 100. And lastly, we have Rashad Evans against Glover Teixeira. Now, Rashad's been in the game a long time. Like, he knocked out Chuck Liddell, you know, like 10 years ago. So they got this at 3.5. And I just don't see the fight going that far.
Well, obviously, is this the main event, or is it a?
This is the main event
because it's five rounds. You can't have a three round fight.
Rashad and Glover, it's a five round fight, and they're giving it 3.5 plus 100. Now, on top of that, Rashad is a sneaky kind of fighter. You know, he's got this power that comes from nowhere sometimes, and if he catches Glover, he could knock Mr. Teixeira out. And they're giving plus 170. For Rashad to win. Now, he's the underdog, but he's the underdog and everything, but it'd be interesting just to throw a bet on him just to see if he cash in on a plus 170.
Yeah, all day long.
Might be worth a $10 or $20 bet.
No doubt about it. Especially
so that's where I'm at.
Too,
what I see happening. I'm looking forward to the fights tonight.
Right. When you get some of those winners early in the card, too, you can kind of load up and load up and load up, and then you've got a couple things going for you because you got the under and you got the underdog. So, anybody, as long as you get a knockout, you're going to win. And if you look and it's your guy that's up, you won.
You're going to be watching these games on everygame.com?
WatchEveryGame.com. That was smooth. We got to get you in the house. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care, gentlemen.
All right, when we come back from break, we're going to that's not necessarily true. We're going to go right now out to Mo. I think, Mo, we missed you last week, but you got so much stuff going on in your world. We never call you out on it. We appreciate any time we can get you.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm at breakfast, so it's kind of loud here. But I'll tell you, there's one game I like, and it's not a homer pick. But I like the Pacers today over the Raptors because it's hard to prepare for a team like the Pacers when you don't know what they are, when the Pacers don't know what they are. They get points in a bunch of different ways. Some guys are very streaky shooters like Monte Ellis or DJ Miles, and sometimes they're completely off. So if I'm the Raptors team, I don't know who I prepare for or how I prepare for them because the Pacers don't know what they're going to get today either. But they're a very quick team. With this new style that they play with Miles Turner at the center, and I think that bodes well for them against the Raptors. So I like the Pacers with the upset today in Toronto.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because we talked about that with Jonathan in San Antonio, Mo. Just because you follow a team and you like a team, doesn't mean you have to bet on them or bet against them, but it usually does mean that you know them a little better.
You do, but... Yeah, I like the wild card because they have no idea what they're going to get every game. So if you're Toronto, how do you prepare for that when they don't even know what the hell they're going to do?
No, the logic is sound, no doubt about it.
Hey, Mo, you need to finish that omelet. The tip-off's in 1 hour. So
I know. My son wanted to go to breakfast quick. I'm like, son, what are we doing here? So we're sitting at IHOP and trying to eat when this is the jam-packed time of IHOP day. So
exactly.
The over-under of me getting my food is like 22 minutes right now.
Right. Well, it's funny because it really is. 9:30 is not a normal basketball NBA tip-off time.
Yeah, 12:30 left coast.
So but
it's great, though. I love the fact that we have NBA basketball all day long.
Right, 9:30 our time, then 12:30 our time, then 4 o'clock our time, and then 9:30 Eastern, which is 6:30 our time.
Hey, can we get an underdog money line buzzer? Because I've got one in NBA playoffs today.
Go for it, man.
I'm interested in what Mo thinks about this. Miami Heat, Charlotte Hornets. The Heat have been through the playoff wars for years. No Chris Bosh. But over to Charlotte, the young Charlotte Hornets. Outside of Golden State and San Antonio, the Hornets have the third best second half record in the NBA, 21-8 and 10-6 on the road. So I like the Charlotte Hornets to give the Heat all they can handle today.
What do you think?
Yeah,
that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow, right? Or is it today?
Yeah, I like Charlotte a lot too because they can score so many different ways. They can score, pound you inside without Jefferson. You got guys on the outside that can shoot. And I love Nicholas Batum. What a great pickup for them from Portland and the Austin. I agree with you. I love Charlotte this game too.
Is that tomorrow or today?
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is
okay. Yeah. Only because, just so you know, nothing worse than having a winner and you think it's Sunday and it was Saturday. You don't get to bet in. I've been there, done that. What else, Mo? What's going on back in the Midwest baseball? You got any baseball you want to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you, the Cubs have started off pretty hot, but to me as a Cubs fan, normally by this time of the year, we've been mathematically eliminated, so it's kind of scary seeing the Cubs play well, but they've got a lot of guys pitching well, and ironically, their pitchers are hitting very well. You've got your main stars on the team not playing too well with big batting averages. So this Cubs team's a fun one to watch. I also, it's hard not to think that the Cardinals are going to pick it up here at some point. So I would watch the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Rockies are a great team. You've got that young kid playing shortstop who has just been unbelievable. And the Cubs lost yesterday to the Rockies. So I like the Rockies a ton, too.
There you go. Okay, so when we come back, Mo, listen up, because Marvin will come in. He's going to be giving us some NBA stuff. We'll see if you guys are on the same page. And we'll talk to you next week. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the watcheverygame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the watcheverygame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at watcheverygame.com and you'll save $50 off of your watcheverygame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. Johnny D has joined us in-house.
Oh, it's so great to be here. I've got some more baseball for you.
We've got some baseball. We're going to get Marvin on here in a second. Now, remember, okay, what we do is we have the rest of this show, and then all week we're going to be doing some stuff on social media. The next Saturday, the 23rd, is our last show before our summer break, and I am tired and very much looking forward to waking up on a Saturday morning like at 9:30. That's all I'm looking forward to, is to wake up on 9:30 on a Saturday morning. I thank the Lord every day I wake up and I'm alive, but this one will be 9:30. That's going to be my solid goal, and that would be, I guess, the 30th, right? April 30th.
I'll be on the golf course teeing off at 7 a.m. doing my Jordan Spieth impersonations.
All right, so this segment is sponsored by championshipfootballs.com. When you get a chance, go to championshipfootballs.com. You will see the Denver Broncos football, the Alabama football, the Ole Miss football. These are championship footballs. Check it out. They've got a promo code RADIO. Saves you $50 on any of their autographed football. They got some Joe Montana, some LTs. There's some great, great names. They've got a Notre Dame, two coaches. It's signed by Era Parsegian, and it's signed by Lou Holtz. Pretty nice little ball. ChampionshipFootballs.com, promo code RADIO. Saves you $50. All right, let's head out to Marvin in Las Vegas. Marvin.
What's going on, guys?
I know you've been waiting for this.
Money line.
Man, I've been waiting all year for the NBA playoffs, and it's finally here, man. I'm ready.
But that last night was special.
Yeah. Kobe, he lit it up, and I was really surprised how he got hot late in that fourth quarter, bringing him all the way back. And it even looked like Utah was even kind of, you know, struck with his awe that he put on display. So, yeah, that was really impressive performance in Golden State, you know, going out and getting that
18-point cover.
Well,
was
just
really
so you know, so I'm talking to Johnny before the show, and I'm looking and I'm saying, you know what, when we look at the ones and the eights and the twos and the sevens, there's some of these teams that shouldn't be in the playoffs, you know?
Right, yeah, there's a couple of them that are questionable, but I do like most pick on Indiana today. I was listening, and I think Indiana's probably going to take this series. I really think it's probably going to be pretty easy. I'm thinking either a sweep or 4-1. Toronto just seems to get a bad draw every year. They've had an outstanding year as well, but
yeah, that happened to them last year. But when I look at that record of 73-9, I think maybe my printer had a typo or something. It doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right. It's like, wow, how can a team win 73 games in the league in the NBA nowadays? But when you got a player that can hit over 400 threes in a season, it's possible. Yeah.
But then again, right underneath it, 39-2 at home, but only 22-19 at home. And that shows you right there the power of the point spread.
Power of the point spread makes a difference, yeah. I think the only series I see in the first round going seven games is probably the Boston and Atlanta series. I'll take Boston on the points today. I think Atlanta probably gets a win. We'll probably see grinded out tough games for seven games in this series, and I think Boston wins this series, but I take Atlanta on the win, but Boston on the cover today. I'll go along with Mo on the Indiana pick, and I think Indiana wins the series at Toronto. I think they'll probably win today to take out the Toronto Raptors. In the Western Conference, I really don't see any big shockers. I see all the big boys coming out, taking care of business, getting all the covers. Oklahoma City, I think they're favored by almost 13 points. You're kind of tempted to take Dallas because it's a lot of points, but you might want to rethink that. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook have been rested for 4 days, and that's a lot of rest in the NBA. The playoff atmosphere in Oklahoma City will be exciting and it will be amped up, so I look for Oklahoma City to get a first half and a second half cover.
Yeah, at some point, OKC is going to have to do something because they've had opportunities to be a great team, and they haven't pulled it off yet. And now they're going to be, you know, if they lose again to Golden State, and Golden State wins, and all of a sudden it becomes that whole, you're my second place team.
Right. Well, Oklahoma City, if they get past Dallas, they'll probably more than likely have to play the San Antonio Spurs before they get to Golden State. So they'll be tested at that particular point if they get to Golden State, if they can get past the Spurs. But, yeah, Oklahoma City, I think they've lost 13 or 14 leads in the fourth quarter. So if they can rectify that situation, then they probably can have a shot at taking Golden State down. But if I feel like they can get past the Spurs, that means they've corrected some of their issues because the Spurs play really good defense. So you won't see the Spurs turning the ball over late in the fourth quarter. They'll play defense. Oklahoma City's going to have to execute offensively to get some stops and get some points. So it's a lot of pressure on Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant mainly, but the players like Enes Kanter and Steven Adams are going to have to step up, and shots made by Anthony Moreau and Kyle Singler is going to have to step his game up in the playoffs coming off the bench for Oklahoma City to make a run. The Clippers, I like Johnny D's pick as well. Everybody's thinking, you know, Portland's going to play well. They probably will, but not today. I think the Clippers will come out, and Blake Griffin's more than rested. He's been out for almost 2 months. So I look for the Clippers to come out and take care of business, guys. I think the Big Four, I'm going to add the Clippers in this one. I think everybody comes out and takes care of business in the first game.
The Doors that said the West is the best, baby?
Yeah.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One thing I want to jump in here, Marvin, is talking about NBA playoffs and bringing up something that Wes had talked about earlier with the NHL playoffs, because they already started, is right. If you see something shocking in that first game, especially if you got a higher seed that loses at home, it's a great opportunity to take another shot at him on that series line, you know? Because yeah. All of a sudden now, these games are, these are fives, right?
NBA is all seven now.
They're all seven. Okay, because I know that for a few years it was five. So these are all seven, which means now you got to win four out of six if you lose the first game.
Right.
And a lot of times you play to your competition. You know, if you play pool with a guy that's a good pool player, you play better pool.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And what you're looking for in the NBA is you're looking for one close game, and you're probably going to take the dog on the second game. So Boston, I think, is going to be your close game this weekend when they play Atlanta. I think Boston is a team that's a gritty, grimy team. I think if they can probably eke out a 1-1 going back home to Boston, series tied at one, You probably see Boston take the series. But I really don't see any of the dogs in the Western Conference coming out, taking out any of the first four. I just don't see it, not for the first two games. I just think.
Hey, Marvin, I got a question for you. Miami, Charlotte, what do you think in that series?
What's that?
Miami, Charlotte Hornets.
Miami and Charlotte. Oh, yeah. Charlotte's been playing some pretty good basketball. I really think Miami can challenge Cleveland in the East because of Hassan Whiteside. He averages four blocks a game. So with that being said, I like Miami in the series. And Charlotte will probably win a game or two. So it might go six, but I think Miami moves on in this series. And I really like Miami. I like Miami to probably come out of the East. I think they can take LeBron down with D-Wade and Joe Johnson and Goran Dragic and those guys over there. I think Miami just has the right formula to change LeBron's basketball with Hassan Whiteside in the middle. He can change shots. He can defend. It's a real big problem when you have somebody athletic in the middle that's 7 feet tall that can jump and block shots. It's really difficult to play basketball above the rim when you have that in there.
Yeah, if anybody can get into LeBron's head, it's got to be his old team, the Heat.
Oh, yeah, especially with D-Wade. You know, he's a closer, so you know he's going to be playing really great basketball down the stretch. So in the fourth quarter starts 5-6 minutes to go in the game, I expect Dwayne Wade to start taking over and getting his teammates involved and getting to the foul line, which he usually does anyway, and closing a lot of games for Miami. I like Miami's chances to get to the finals this year.
Great call, Marvin. Jazz,
you know,
rack them.
You know,
rack them.
You know what the thing, Marvin, is if you look at the top four clubs right now in the NBA, three of them are in the West.
Yeah, three of them are in the West.
And really, you might even argue that the West final could have the two best NBA teams in it.
Yeah, you can make that case with San Antonio, Golden State, and Oklahoma City all trying to basically come out of the West. Only one team's going to be able to do it, so two teams are going to get left out. I mean, everybody's riding on Golden State, but they still have to play the games, guys. These teams still have to win night in and night out.
That's quirky, but that happens in the NFL, too. Yeah. AFC, NFC still, championship games. Sometimes.
You still have to win the games. You still got to win four. Somebody can, at any point in the series, somebody can go in to another team's building and win a road game. And really, that's what's going to tell you who's going to win the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals. Who can win on the road?
Now, I'm having trouble remembering yesterday, but I do think that if I remember correctly, last year, didn't Golden State lose to the Clippers early and lose to Cleveland early, and they end up coming back and winning both of those series?
I can't quite remember the Clippers series, but I know in the finals they were tied at one.
Yeah, I think the Clippers had somebody on the ropes. Maybe it wasn't Golden State, but they had somebody on the ropes, and maybe OKC. I don't remember who it was.
The Clippers had Houston on the ropes, up 3-1 and blew it.
Yeah, there it was. And so what I'm looking at is with a new coach in Cleveland, coaching, we talked with Jonathan in San Antonio about if San Antonio was going to make a run, I think the most important person on that team wears a tie. That was my quote. And I think that with this new Cleveland coach, it'll be interesting to see if he'll make a difference when it comes crunch time.
Right, crunch time with Tyronn Lue. I mean, there won't be a lot of shots who's going to have the ball. You know, LeBron's probably going to have the ball, or Kyrie. That situation won't change very much. But with the Spurs, Popovich, you know, he manages his players' minutes so well that when the playoff times get here, it's almost like everybody's got a full tank and they know exactly what they're supposed to do and what they're capable of, because Popovich has done a perfect job, just like he does every single year. So, yeah, I expect a deep run for the Spurs, but they're going to have to probably go up against Oklahoma City. And I really like the Thunder in that series if they actually match up, and it looks like they probably will if they both take care of business, because I like what the Thunder have in the middle with Cantor and Adams.
All right, Marvin, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you next
Johnny D.
Last thoughts? Top place today. I like the Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, Washington Nationals too, NBA, Clippers, and I like Charlotte plus the four.
Yeah, so listen to the podcast. We covered UFC, NHL, NBA. We covered a little bit of everything. We got some ponies in there. Another week of winners from the public. It's Sports Betting Weekly. Always be cashing.